This episode is brought to you in part by the birthplace of Sandbox Radio Live, West of Lenin. A theater, gallery, and studio space located in the heart of Fremont, just 5 minute walk west from the statue of me, Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. West of Lenin was created to offer a venue for Seattle's most interesting and adventurous artists, as well as the reestablishment of a permanent live performance venue in Fremont, the center of universe. Find out what's playing and get ticket information at westoflenin.com.
Welcome to Sandbox Radio's Vermin Notes, where we check in with the critters that share our world. Today we meet the seagull.
Seagulls have special glands all over their bodies that secrete a foul, oily substance called gunk.
Little is known about the seagull because even ornithologists find them disgusting.
No one willingly gets close to these shrill, dirty creatures.
Seagulls love to steal things.
Keep an eye on your lunch, or they will take your stray Lay's potato chips.
Hey!
They'll snatch your sunglasses.
Oh, come on!
They've even been known to steal human children.
One little, two little, three little seagulls.
They'll replace it with one of their own squawky hatchlings. Ha!
The unsuspecting family will return home from their happy seaside outing, none the wiser, and begin to raise the chick as their own.
Oh, squee, squee, squee!
A young seagull in snappy clothing looks remarkably like a human child.
Actual children will mercilessly tease the young bird.
You walk funny.
Yeah, look at the shape of his head.
You look like a stupid seagull.
These bullies will later be found dead. Covered in a mysterious gunk.
And every once in a while, the human parents will wonder about their child's habit of eating several pounds of raw herring every day.
He really loves that herring, doesn't he?
Seagulls play the long game, and in time, they will have sufficiently infiltrated humanity to bring about the end of civilization.
Seagulls like to build their nests atop the smokestacks of old tugboats.
Seagulls live anywhere from 2 to 200 years.
Seagulls used to mate for life.
But now, with reliable birth control, they are quite promiscuous.
Downright slutty. In a good way.
Any gull will tell you the book Jonathan Livingston Seagull is a load of crap.
Until next time, this has been Sandbox Radio's Vermin Notes, helping you to get to know the filthy world around you.